God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. But does he do all this on a Wednesday, we might think? That's my first thought at hearing famous John 3:16 this morning. My second thought, of course, is today a Wednesday, actually? I don't know what day it is at this point. For many of us, our beliefs, the tenets of the Catholic faith, are well known. We could have rattled off the rest of John's gospel opening this morning before even having time to suppress the image of that rainbow-wigged sports fan holding his poster in an end zone. Sorry for suggesting that to your mind. We know this. We know that Jesus came as gift, came to save, offers eternal life. We know it in our heads. We just might struggle today to know it in our hearts. Does he do all that on a Wednesday? Today won't be a normal day, probably a little quieter than normal, a little slower, a little sadder. But look for that light, the theme just after John 3:16. The light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. Whoever lives the truth comes to the light. It might feel like another spelunking Wednesday, us stuck in this cave of a life. But even there, even then, the light can be visible. Indeed, if you've ever really been into a cave, into that heavy, settling darkness, how one sign of light can change everything. May we notice that light, encourage that light, light that light, feel that light. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, even on a Wednesday, even for us.